You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello and welcome to Around the Sun, an episodic audio drama created by me, Brad Forenza. This inaugural episode, Park Bench, stars Marsha Mason and Austin Pendleton. Where do you go to escape your busy world? Tell us by using the hashtag Around the Sun Podcast. But first, welcome to Around the Sun.
It is winter in Central Park, near a bench found by the reservoir at West 87th Street. Harry and Marge approach.
It's so cold out here, Marge. Why do you always bring me out in this cold?
Because you like looking at the reservoir, Harry. Think about something warm.
It's too cold.
Oh, you'd be cold in the ninth circle of hell.
Well, what do you expect? I'm old.
Here. This bench looks good. Sit.
Ladies first.
My chivalrous husband.
Hey, Margie. This bench belongs to someone.
Oh, in loving memory of Madeline Kahn, a brilliant actress and beautiful soul who loved this city and this park. Oh, that's very nice.
Wait a minute. I know a Madeline Kahn.
Sure you do, Harry, from the Frankenstein picture.
You mean to tell me that Madeline Kahn from the Frankenstein picture is dead? This is the same Madeline Kahn?
Yeah, Harry. She died a long time ago.
But she was such a young girl.
Oh, she was.
I always liked her pictures. Why didn't you tell me she died?
I probably told you, Harry. You just forgot.
Madeline Kahn, gone too soon.
Much too soon.
They're all dying now. Everyone we used to watch.
Phyllis Diller gone too soon.
Joan Rivers gone too soon.
Jerry Stiller gone too soon.
Ann Mira gone too soon.
Oh, you always do that, Harry.
What?
You copy me.
What do you mean copy you?
Well, if I say Jerry Stiller gone too soon, you say Ann Mira gone too soon.
So those things go together.
But you have to think for yourself, Harry. What if I'm not around for the setup,
All right, try another.
Maya Angelou gone too soon.
Oh boy, that's a toughie.
See what I mean?
I can't think of anyone that goes with Maya Angelou.
Oh, just say someone. Anyone you care about that's dead. Go.
Aunt Ginny. Gone too soon?
Aunt Ginny was 99 years old.
She wasn't finished.
But are we ever? Are human beings really ever finished?
Margie, I don't want to get into this. Look out at the reservoir.
If something happens to me, Harry, I want you to know that I lived a full life. I'm proud of our family. I'm proud of our work. I'm most proud of our time together.
Doesn't the reservoir look so barren in winter? You can see the skyline through all those naked branches. And the water is all iced over. Picturesque, but very barren.
Harry, I need to know that you're going to be okay when I die. I don't want you to think gone too soon.
Don't be ridiculous. Everyone knows that the man dies first.
That's not always true, Harry.
It's how it's supposed to be.
Why? Why do men die first?
Because men go to war, men play football. Men can't make it on their own.
Oh, you would be fine, Harry. The kids would make sure of it.
I wouldn't be able to cook or use that asinine remote control.
You know how to order takeout, don't you? And you get all your news from Channel 13 anyway.
But there are a bunch of socialists on that channel. I like having choices. Hey, did you see this bench belongs to someone?
I did, Harry.
In loving memory of Madeline Kahn? I think I went to school with a Madeline Kahn.
Harry, I want to talk with you about our apartment.
What about it?
I think it's getting to be too much for us. I think we need to consider our options.
I thought you wanted to look at the reservoir.
I want to talk about assisted living.
We already discussed this, Margie.
When I got home from the doctor's office today, all four burners were on. We can't keep ignoring the facts.
Did you want to look at the reservoir or did you want to have a fight?
I've spoken with the kids. Both of them think assisted living is a very good idea. And it's easier for them if it's our decision. There's a facility in Riverdale, and there's another in Jersey.
I'm not moving to Jersey.
Well, it's a lovely facility, Harry. More expensive than Riverdale, but they have an early Alzheimer's unit that we could benefit from.
We. Why do you always say we when you mean me?
Harry, who at our age isn't a little forgetful?
We can't move. It's too much work.
So we'll pay someone. That's why we have a savings.
The reservoir gets so barren in winter, so iced over, and that dusting of snow that sits on top of the ice, it makes you wonder what's going on underneath.
It's time we face the music, Harry. If something happens to me, the last thing I want is for you to be fighting with the kids.
I don't want anything to change.
It'll change, sweetheart, whether we want it to or not. Even the reservoir, in a few months, it'll be beautiful again. The snow and the ice will melt. The ducks will come back. And all the trees will have nice green leaves on them.
I just want to stay here with you. And I want you to stay here with me forever and ever.
I saw the doctor today. He said it metastasized and there's nothing they can do. It's just a matter of time. So let's do what we can while time is on our side.
It's so cold out here, Marge.
Let's go home. I'll make you some cocoa.
I have never been this cold in my life.
But it will get warm again, Harry. In good time, it'll get warm again.
All the great ones gone too soon.
Around the Sun is written and directed by Brad Forenza, co-produced by Suzanne Ortiz-Curry and Brian Dashew, with sound design by Brandon Alexander Villarreal, conceptual art by Gene Epifan, graphic design by Melanie Hibbert, and theme music by Shane Curry. If you enjoyed this episode, please like, share, and subscribe, and continue the conversation by using hashtag AroundTheSunPodcast.
Hey,
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org, because only together we rise.